Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Who will help the lab leaders who are burnt out? Are we only focused on just a few of the challenges and are ignoring what could become a bigger problem? A couple of episodes ago, I discussed the importance of focusing on the team we already have. But how about the lab leaders as part of the team? Welcome to eLaborate Topic Podcast. Today, we will talk about how hyperachiever could lead to burnout in medical lab leaders. So eLaborate Topics Podcast is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-host, Tywana Wilson, Stephanie Whitehead, and other guests bring you topics to help you to excel both inside and outside the lab. And today I'm your solo host. And for those who don't know, I'm Lona Small. I'm a quality assurance specialist at the Core Lab at the Johns Hopkins Hospital. And I'm a positive intelligence and lab operational excellence coach at Lab OPEX Training and Consulting, where I coach medical lab professionals and leaders to resolve their career and leadership challenges so they feel confident and fulfilled in their roles without the overwhelm. And I'm so excited about today's episode. Recently, I scaled down many of the additional activities I've been doing. Outside of performing my job role and my coaching clients, I've been basically behind the scene, MIA. I was actually confronted with some personal challenges that caused me to change the course of some really significant personal projects that took years of investing in and preparing for. So at first, I dealt with the challenges that came, as I normally would do, just add those to the list of other things that I had to do because I thought those were important to be addressed. And so I thought, you know, once these are resolved, you know, we'll just take care of it. This is temporary. I can deal with it. It can be resolved. This too shall pass. Instead, it wasn't as temporary as I thought. So it continued. And then it became almost interfering with those important deadlines that I had for those important projects that I've invested in. So now I became really frustrated with the situation and also the people that were involved in those challenges. However, I kept working on ways to address the situation to make it work. And it actually came to a head when I got so overwhelmed because things were not budging and things were getting in the way. And overwhelm led to frustration, led to affecting my health. So I quickly went into coach mode and I did some serious introspection. I ended up letting go of some hard deadlines and outcomes that I had for my personal projects that I've invested time in. And I went into deep meditation and I connected with my core. And I know a lot of people who hear me speak, hear me talk about the core. And a lot of my coaching clients know how important it is to actually get to your core, because that's who you are, that your unique self, your uniqueness. So you get, I connected with my core, I'm connected with my why, my core values, my core vision, looked at my core self and how they were connected to some of the things that I had to do and some of the things that came into my life inadvertently, like, you know, that came through others and they were actually in my life. So I did those introspection and I connected to my true essence of myself without the ego and without the need to live up to being that hyperachiever, getting all these things done. So I ended up letting go of the hard deadlines that I said, and it actually released a lot of the stress that I placed on myself. And it was a little strange, because if I had not gone into deep introspection, my first guess would be to get rid of whatever that came into my life that was really interfering with those goals that I set for myself and the deadlines that I had for myself. But having that introspection and connection helped me to release some things that I never thought would be the choice that I made. And so because of that, I just wanted to make some connection to other medical lab leaders and also to hyperachiever having wreaking havoc in for, it's not just for leaders, but there are others. But I find that during my coaching and in mental fitness, I found that many medical lab professional leaders are coming up with hyperachiever as a saboteur. So we do that mental fitness assessment and find that a lot of medical lab professional leaders have hyperachiever as a saboteur. And what I described early was actually the effect of the saboteur on the first situation before I did that introspection, where I was so overwhelmed, so burnt out, taking on projects that I thought that it was necessary for me to complete. And so I wanted to talk about that and effects on leaders. So you may say, aren't we supposed to be hyperachievers? And I would say achievers, yes. Maybe high performers, yes. But that hyperachiever indicates that it's actually over the top. And yes, hyperachiever is a saboteur that constantly lies to us. If that's a saboteur that you have, it will lie to you. So Shazad Shamin, the author of the New York bestseller, Positive Intelligence, that's the book. He's a researcher and founder of mental fitness program based on certain breakthrough and original research by Shazad Shamin and the synthesis of a lot of different recent discoveries across like neuroscience, positive psychology, cognitive behavioral psychology, and performance science. He actually described 10 different saboteurs, including the judge, that could plague us and affect the way we work and the way we perform. And if you want to know where some of the saboteurs, you can basically have a rating for several saboteurs. You may have top ratings. So there are several saboteurs. There's the stickler, there's the controller, there's the hypervigilant, there's a whole bunch. So if you want to do the assessment, you can reach out to me. But these saboteurs produce negative emotions, and these negative emotions, if they're not controlled, can lead to stress, overwhelm, and overwork if you continue down those paths. So these saboteurs basically lies. That's how they actually work in your brain, by lying to you. And for hyperachiever, it would say life is about achieving and producing results. Portraying a good image helps me achieve results. Getting into feelings are just a distraction and don't help anything. So the saboteur lies to us, keep us on this hamster wheel, which I'm talking right now, the hyperachiever. It causes us to focus on efficiency and effectiveness, and it ignores emotions and other signs that could be warning, as basically it sees the emotions as getting in the way of the goal. Instead, the hyperachiever wants to focus on thinking and action. And it says, I'm worthy as long as I'm successful and others value me for what I do. So if I had continued in that direction, my hyperachiever would have caused me to ignore the emotion connection that comes with the challenge that came in my life through family, and focus on my goal. I need to focus on my goal. And that conflict, that was what produced additional stress, where you're adding more to your plate, and the stress can bring one thing to the other to burnout. So continue on this hamster wheel is what leads to the stress and the eventual burnout. So according to Shazard, staying in a negative emotion hurts the ability to see clearly and respond with empathy, curiosity, creativity, or laser focus action. So basically, the person who is actually experiencing the saboteur, which is the hyperachiever being hijacked by the hyperachiever, has in its pure essence a lot of strength. So without the hyperachiever, when not being directed by that saboteur, there's quite a few strengths. So let us look at the strength of a hyperachiever. Hyperachiever is driven, adaptable, goal-oriented, self-directed, pragmatic, and capable to grow in self and others to achieve full potential. So that person in its pure essence have a lot of great strength. When inner directed, can be great in inspiring self and others towards meaningful growth and achievement. And so the person who is usually hijacked by a hyperachiever really don't need a hyperachiever in order to succeed. That person in itself are goal-oriented. A lot of times with the hyperachiever actually reduce the success of the person who is hijacked. Because many times, because the end goal is almost like a trophy goal, validated by the end goal. If for some hyperachiever, if they don't think that they can get to the end goal, they will decide not to do it, because the end goal has to be validated by others, almost like a trophy goal. So without the effect of the saboteur and a negative emotion, then we have this sage. This sage is that true essence of this person that is for a hyperachiever, driven, pragmatic, adaptable, goal-oriented, self-directed, capable of growing self and others to achieve full potential and is great at inspiring self and others towards meaningful growth and achievement. So that's great. So the sage, it is that inner person without the effect of the saboteur. And so the sage lives in the region of the brain that's associated with positive emotion, peace, and calm, clear-headed focus, creativity, big picture. So how do we silence the hyperachiever to reduce the stress, the overwhelm that comes with that forcedness to achieve, and be on that hamster wheel that could cause burnout? So there are three steps that I'm going to give you to really quiet and silence the hyperachiever. And some of these, especially the first one, can be applied to any other saboteur. And as I say, I'm starting with a hyperachiever now, but you can reach out to me if you want to know what are some of the saboteurs that's causing you stress, maybe as a leader or as a team member. So the first thing that you'll do to reduce the hyperachiever is to connect to self through introspection. So connecting to self through deep introspection. And a good way to do it is use this thing that Shazar Shamin called the PQ rep, positive quotient rep. So it's basically like a 10 seconds of focusing your mind on one sensation. So you command the mind to put all the attention on one sensation just for 10 seconds. And the region of the brain where you get those sage, that pure essence of who you are as a sage, gets activated. And then the region of the brain where the saboteur is gets quieted. So just having those frequent breaks and using the PQ to build that mental fitness will build those strengths where you're building up your sage and you're reducing the strength of the saboteur. So let's do this. It's a 10-second exercise. And once you learn this, you can apply it. And it's really, really powerful. It's a very powerful tool that's used right now in a lot of Fortune 500 companies that Shazar Shamin have been working with to increase productivity, to cause improve relationship among team, and to basically just cause peace and well-being, you know, reducing conflicts and other things. So it can be used not only in the professional settings, but in personal setting. So here we go. Put two fingertips against each other. Two fingertips, maybe your thumb and your finger beside your thumb, just put them together. And just start rubbing them with such attention that you can feel the fingertip ridges against each other. So just gently rub those two fingertips against each other with such attention that you can feel the fingertips ridges against each other. And I'm going to give count to 10 in quiet. So that's small but very powerful exercise is enough to start reducing some of the saboteur that we experience and strengthening and pulling out that sage, that beautiful sage that you have within you. So with this, focusing on just that sensation, it actually quiets the brain. It's like self-command that quiets the brain. And you can actually see that in fMRI. You can see the changes in the brain. So that's the first thing that I would say for hyperachiever who feel hijacked and stressed and overwhelmed and not sure exactly what to do when they're in an overwhelmed situation. You may be probably in a situation where you have all these different projects that you have different deadline and you feel overwhelmed and somehow feel as if you have to be working on them, or it may reflect on you in terms of your value. Once you start having those thoughts that it's going to reflect on you in terms of your value, there's a possibility there's some hyperachiever going on. So connecting with yourself through introspection, use that PQ rep. And once you connect with yourself, if you're familiar with those core values, and I know for people who have gone through my program, know that there's a deep exercise in understanding what your core values are. It's not just saying, oh, I think my core value is this. But you can actually connect with your core value some just by going through this and connecting with self, connecting with your why, connecting with who you are as a person, your core. So that's number one. The next thing that you could do and that you should do, many times once you get into SAGE, you're going to make some very clear decisions and disconnecting with the outcomes, because your hyperachiever wants you to connect to the outcome, to connect your value with the outcome. But your sage will say, disconnect to the outcome. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the process of whether, if you're in a situation where there's a project that's creating anxiety, whether it's at work, on your job, if it's a role that's creating a lot of anxiety, just disconnect from the outcome and enjoy the process. And I know that's difficult, and you know, especially from someone who has hyperachiever as one of their saboteur, it's very difficult. But when you're in SAGE, it's much easier. So enjoy the process. Learn from the outcomes. If the outcomes mean that things didn't go well, use that as a learning opportunity. Whenever, you know, use a challenge or failure, or if it had to be delayed or divert, use that opportunity to learn, to be empowered, and to be inspired by. So, okay, what is it that I can learn from this? How can I be empowered to either take action, or is this something that I can use to help others? And that's what I'm doing right now with a very recent experience for me. And so number two is disconnect from the outcome and learn from that. And number three, develop a habit of more frequent mental fitness breaks and introspection. So if you notice, it's 10 seconds. So these PQ that I just demonstrate for 10 seconds, just rubbing your fingertip, there's a lot of different ones. What made it so powerful and what made it so useful and what made it so easy to move into organization is that it doesn't mean that you have to walk away for 30 minutes or 20 minutes to do a meditation. You could be doing a PQ rep while you're in a meeting, if you feel as if you're being hijacked. And this PQ rep is used for all saboteurs. So you could be just before a meeting that you need some calm, you need some clarity. It actually brings positive emotion, peace and calm, clear-headed focus, creativity, and big picture thinking. So just before a meeting, it would be great to do that. Whenever maybe you could be in a discussion and you find yourself as if you're being hijacked by a saboteur, you could do this. So develop a habit of more frequent mental fitness breaks and introspection and do those PQ reps. So that helps to keep you connected with self and self-actualization. And so that self-actualization comes with the learning from the whole process. So you're learning, you're being empowered, you're able to inspire. So that's getting closer and closer to your true self. So it keeps you connected with self and self-actualization, and it actually connects your project to your core and to your why. So you're making sure that whatever you're doing is really connected to who you are and what you really want for yourself, which is your sage self. So I'm going to go through those three things that you would do to silence your hyperachiever and reduce stress. Connect to self through introspection and the use of PQ reps. Number two, disconnect from the outcomes. So you're going to learn from the outcomes. You're going to use those learning and enjoying the process and get to self-actualization. So, and then number three is develop a habit of more frequent mental fitness breaks and introspection. So I know a lot of people may be listening and they're maybe thinking, well, if I feel stressed, I can just use my willpower and take care of that. And what I find is that a lot of time when you use stress to try to combat stress, you're actually getting more stressed. So if you use PQ reps, when you're actually activating the sage, you're relaxing. So instead of fighting stress with stress, you put yourself in a relaxed mode, and it's an easy way to do it while you're working, you know, while you're in a meeting. You can just do that quickly and get yourself into sage. You're actually activating the sage with build those sage muscles, and you're weakening the saboteur. So the more PQ reps you do, the more you're building your sage and strengthening your sage and reducing the saboteur muscle. And this is called mental fitness. So you're building your mental fitness muscle to deal with most of the challenges that may come your way. So the first thing that I would ask you to do after listening to this, I tried not to make it too content rich. There's just so much to learn when it comes to mental fitness. I wanted to just focus on one area, the hyperachiever, because I saw that coming up so many times with lab leaders that I coach and did the assessment. So I just know that with hyperachiever, that brings a lot of stress and overwhelm. Almost every one of the saboteur brings stress and overwhelm. But this one came up, been coming up a lot among lab leaders. So you may be asking yourself, with all of this information, what do I do with it? I know I went through three ways for hyperachievers that can actually reduce their stress and their overwhelm. Well, for you, the first thing that I'd ask anyone to do is to try the PQ rep. You may not know what your saboteur is right now until you, you can contact me and you do a free assessment. But in the meanwhile, try that PQ rep. Try it out at work. Try it out when you're stressed and overwhelmed, and start developing a habit of that frequent mental fitness breaks and introspection. So that's where I'd leave you. Develop the habit of frequent mental fitness breaks where you do a quick PQ rep, and that will activate your sage and it will quiet your saboteur. It will help you to connect with yourself, and self-actualization is basically getting back to self. And also help you to connect your projects with your real why and with your core, and not just focusing on that external outcomes. So hope this was helpful to you. I know it's almost just like whetting the appetite. So if you need more information on mental fitness, on how that could either come into your lab, whether there's a lot of conflict, where there's a lot of stress. Some people talk about toxic workplace when there's chronic stress. You can contact me, and we have some great packages that can go into labs. And also, if you want to work on that individually, let me know. So it was a pleasure sharing this with you on this episode of Elaborate Topics Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And as usual, you can listen to this and other episode on directimpactbroadcasting.com or any of your favorite podcast platform. And of course, we are on LabVine, so you can get onto labvinelearning.com. If you haven't been on, you can register. It's free to register. And we are on their Vine stream as podcast. And so go ahead and listen. Another thing I want to announce is that we will be on the March 30th, we will be talking at LabVine Management School. I think I'm kind of messing that up. But get on the website, and we'll share in the link that we'll be talking about succession planning through LabVine on March 30th. So you can join Elaborate Topics podcast Facebook group, LinkedIn group, and get information and exchange information there. And you can email us if you want to share information or have questions, or you want to be a guest on the show, you can do that. So send me a message either on LinkedIn or lonasmall@lonasmall.com if you want to take that free mental fitness assessment test, or you want to learn more about mental fitness. So thank you. Was a pleasure. And until we talk again.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.